Hey, how's it going? And welcome to the CW Chinwag Podcast. I'm Bill.
And I'm Stuart.
And today we'll be reviewing episode 3 of season 5 of The Flash. So I thought this episode was starting to go places. How about you?
Yeah, same. We've spoken in previous episodes about how Flash is going through a kind of a renaissance compared to last season. And it was another good episode. New characters. They're developing the villain. And
Yeah. We got to see a lot about Cicada this episode, didn't we? Which is quite good.
Yeah. Well, that was fairly early on, wasn't it? That we find out that he's never been caught.
Yeah, so we see Nora as a kid going through the Flash Museum in the future and how she knew about all of his villains. There was this one, like, newspaper article, like, who is Cicada?
Yeah.
And she said the scariest thing about him was that he was never caught.
Yeah. So now, because of her and the timeline, he's now around earlier, but they know that in the future, they've never managed to catch him.
Yeah. So, yeah. She says, like, he's early.
Yeah.
She's, like, messed with time for him to, like, turn up early.
And cause the deaths.
Yeah. Because, like, she said Gridlock didn't get killed in her time and things like that. Yeah.
So, there's an argument, though, for it that the timeline's been changed. So, hypothetically, he now can be caught, which is what they're...
Yeah, that's what they're arguing, yeah.
Yeah, they're hoping this is going to pan out in their favour. But do you think this... Because if he's in the Flash Museum, this is obviously before Barry goes missing.
Yeah.
In the future.
So Barry never catches him. It's not like Barry goes missing and he just never is around to catch
him. So potentially he's got something to do with him going missing.
Potentially, yeah, I suppose.
If he's still at large. Yeah.
I think... For reasons we'll go into, I think our theory about him being from the future could be shot down.
Yeah.
We'll go into that in a bit later. But yeah, so we see Team Flash go to the Council of Wells.
Yeah. After the German Wells.
Yeah, the German Wells recommends...
It was quite funny. Like, Sisko was like, oh, he's such a... He's
jerk.
Like, yeah. And then he was like, he loved Barry. And Iris and Baby Flash.
Yeah, and they all loved him. They thought, oh, you're such a nice guy. Why would you say that, Sisko?
Yeah, so he recommends Sherlock Wells.
He's the greatest detective in the multiverse.
Yeah. And he turns up demanding a huge fee for his services. And then straight away is just like, tells him where to go and catch him.
Yeah, it's like somehow works out straight away.
Yeah, where he's hiding and...
He says the name David Hirsch, which in the comics is Cicada.
Okay.
So it was quite cool that, like... So we find out they catch him,
this
David Hirsch, and it turns out he's not Cicada.
Yeah.
But obviously the show are like... It's a red herring for us fans who know who he is.
Yeah, who he is, yeah.
It's like they did that before with, like, in season 2 of Zoom. Like, I always knew Zoom was Hunter Zolomon, and they showed, like, Jay Garrick with his, like, doppelganger saying, oh, he's got a different name to me. He's Hunter Zolomon, which is like... Throw us off.
Yeah.
It's a good way of doing it, I think.
But, and then, like, when they come back and say, well, it's not him, he's like, but it's always Hirsch.
Yeah.
So.
He says he's caught Cicada, like, however many times before.
Yeah.
In different universes.
And, yeah, it's always the same guy. So, obviously, yeah, he's like, everything always adds up to be Hirsch. But, obviously, the difference in this
universe
is that Nora's
messed with time. And he says, like, you didn't tell me of all the variants.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
But, like, because he didn't actually do any detective work. He just made assumptions on past.
On what he knows, yeah.
So we also see Cicada looking into Vibe.
Oh, yeah.
And he's, like, looking at all these, like, newspaper articles. He notices
and
Joe West
Joe's always
is
in
the
background
of all the photos.
Yeah.
And then...
See, I didn't realise that that was Cicada doing that originally. I thought that was... what's his name? Stretch.
Elongated Man?
Yeah. What's his name?
Ralph,
yeah. I thought that was Ralph looking into that initially. Because it was kind of, you were looking from their view.
Mm.
But then it was obviously Cicada who turns up.
At Joe's house.
At Joe's house. And he's like, get Vibe here.
Yeah, just to point on Joe quickly, we've seen the actor said he's going to be taking a leave of absence from the show for a back injury.
Yeah.
Which I hadn't noticed until you mentioned. And he's been sat down in every scene he's done so far.
I didn't really... Yeah. It felt something was off of him because he kind of... Whenever he has always obviously been sat down with his back injury, but he's kind of, he's just been like the voice of reason whenever it, and he's always, you know, just like sat there.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, he couldn't really do anything else, could he?
So. And they were, yeah, like in that room that nobody knew was there, sleeping.
So anyway, we see Joe sat in his chair, and Cicada's in his house, and he's like, I want you to call Vibe and bring him here. And Joe's like, I can't do it, and Joe's obviously pretty hard-ass, he's not going to give up to any sort of torture.
Yep.
And so it leaves that there for a while, and we see Ralph is going with Caitlin to her mum's work.
Yeah.
And her mum's a bit of a, as a way, one way to put it, bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, go and...
Doesn't want Caitlin to look into it.
No, just says, like, he's dead, and that's that. And I forged the death certificate, and, like, she'd be in...
Yeah, but Ralph doesn't accept that. He's like, I know she's lying, and I know more than one way to get information.
Because he was kind of put out, like, with Newell's detectiveness as well, wasn't he? So he's like, he's got his own case kind of now.
Yeah. Because that's what Caitlin says to him, there's more than one mystery around here to solve.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then they go into that like room where he puts his arm on the door and the lasers are like burning his hands.
Yeah.
And Caitlin just guesses her birthday is passcode.
Yeah.
And they find in there a letter addressed to Caitlin from her dad, which she'd never ever discovered.
Yeah.
Her mum's obviously hidden it.
Yeah.
In her place of work.
Yeah.
Why would you hide it there?
I don't know.
Odd. Yeah, and so that it leaves that there. I already find the letter. We pan back to Joe being tortured by Cicada.
Yeah.
And he says things like, I would appreciate your family more if you knew what I knew.
Hmm.
Which I was thinking, yeah, he's definitely from the future from that.
Yeah.
Or like, just something's up with the family. And that was a hint to the future again there, but I'll explain later why I cancel that. And then we go back to Sherlock Wells trying to escape.
Yeah.
Because, like, they called him out on his, like, terrible detective work.
They've already paid him
and they want their money back. So he, like, he leaves, like, a pile of teabag dust. And his hat. And Norris discovered it and said, oh, he's disintegrated himself.
Yeah.
And Siska's like, shenanigans. I call shenanigans.
Yeah.
Because he didn't disintegrate.
Tastes it.
Yeah, taste it, yeah.
And because, well, she was worried as well that she'd then caused the death again.
Yeah, yeah. She thought another thing that she did, yeah.
By messing with the timeline. And then Barry runs around the building quickly and
finds
him. And yeah. They basically agree that he's going to be our Wells for the season.
Yeah. So then we go back to seeing, like, Cecile in her sleep, obviously, in Joe's house. And she's, mm-hmm. like, still, like, got power of her mind reading. And she kind of, like... clicks that Joe's in trouble for her mind reading powers and goes downstairs and she's got Vibe on call and Joe like mind reads her like no,
yeah,
do it.
Yeah,
that's
he's
what
saying
he wants.
Like, yeah.
He wants Vibe here, so don't do it.
But then the baby cries
and like Cicada goes after her and she ends up doing it.
Yeah.
And
so Vibe's there straight away.
Turns up, yeah.
And then Cicada like just jumps straight.
Yeah, like tackles him straight back into his own portal.
Yeah.
And like he comes out in like a middle of a forest somewhere. And like,
oh yeah,
we think he's gonna kill him,
but they don't know where.
And they've got him on mic. You can see like Iris and Nora there at the computer, like listening, and like you can hear like and like him getting like stabbed and whatnot. And then Nora goes into like flash time, thinks about it, slows down like Barry's.
Well, yeah, but before that, we have some detective work from Newell's, Sherlock Wells, of because they don't know what forest he's in.
Yeah.
So he shows that he actually has got some. Mouse, because he's like, what are the trees like?
And
he's like,
let me listen, I can hear the crickets.
They're tall, and he actually works out that's where they are. So Barry's like on his way, isn't he? But he, with this like dagger thing, none of them have got powers, have they?
No.
So yeah, like Nora's there, like, stop, because Barry tells her to stop just going on, like.
Yeah, just run in there first.
Yeah, like, actually think about what you're going to do.
Yeah. So like at this point, like Cicada stabbed Vibe in the back, like the back of the shoulder.
Yeah.
And he like manages to like pull him back using his like. The force powers of his dagger.
Yeah.
And then, like, Barry turns up and he loses his powers and they have, like, a fist fight. And
he keeps fighting him without his powers. Yeah. Like,
he just gets his ass handed to him.
Yeah.
So then Nora, like, I don't know how she knew the sort of range of the dagger, but she manages to get just outside it and throw the thing that she thought disintegrated Wells.
Yeah.
She managed to throw one of them at
Cisco. Yeah.
And Cisco goes to use it on Cicada.
Yeah.
But it kind of backfires.
Yeah.
So we think.
Yeah.
And, like, we think Cisco's vaporised, but, like, only a matter of seconds later, we work out he's not.
Yeah, they could have left that. Well,
like an episode, I think.
Yeah, but then I guess she would have known that there was nothing wrong with him actually, Nora.
I guess, but like we didn't.
Yeah.
But I was thinking as well, like, so Cicada like flies off of his dagger. Because and he's got like some sort of wound. He touches his ribs and he's got like blood all over his hands, so he flies away. So why surely she's gonna turn up at Joe's house again and like.
Well, that's why she did it at what and come for the Flash.
Anyone. Just oh, yeah, like, yeah, I've got Joe, I've got a throat.
Yeah.
Can't help him.
I know that he's like got all of you guys
yeah.
as support.
On call.
It seems like as well, like with no powers though, like he could easily kill all of them.
Yeah.
Like he's struggling a lot. Considering he's got his dagger and they've got nothing on him.
I know, like the first time he just flew away, I think as well, back to the last episode when Nora turned up, I was like, Dad, and then he like stops and walked off.
Yeah.
Because he's a father. That's why.
I don't
think it's anything to do with that he's from the future anymore.
No, yeah, yeah.
I think that shoots it down because then we see he's in the hospital because Joe's like, I just know I could look in his eyes and tell he had a daughter, he was a father.
Yeah.
Which I think's a bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's that got to do then? Yeah.
So then we see him in the hospital and we discover his daughter is in a hospital bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that's going to be. Well, we don't know what's wrong with her, do we?
She didn't know what's wrong with her. But I think, I'm guessing, because he's got this vendetta against metahumans.
Meta-related some sort injury.
Of meta incident. She got hurt, and that's why he's got this vendetta. But it still doesn't explain how he got his dagger, his power to control it. And he's got this like wound on his shoulder, and the doctor knows him. The doctor's obviously seen him a few times.
Yeah.
She's like, let me look at it, and he shows her it, and it's got...
So it's not getting any better.
I think it was sort of Speed Force-y, though. But you could see like it was glowing, and yeah. like lightning shooting around
very
it.
Very bright.
I think something... there we need to look into. So then we also see Caitlin looking for a letter from her dad.
Oh yeah, so she all of a sudden she's looking at the periodic table.
It was some games she used to play,
and he's got a load of elements written down
that aren't real elements.
So luckily she manages to write them down in order of a sentence.
Yeah,
I mean they might have been numbered. I'll give them.
Yeah, but how does she know what order they go in? Yeah, write them all down.
It's like luckily it's spelled. What was it like? Caitlin, come find me. Come find me.
But also, when she's doing that, you see it, like, pans out, and someone's watching her through a camera.
Oh, yeah.
Someone's watching her do it through a camera.
Who do we think that might be? Her dad, maybe?
It could only be the dad or the icicle.
I don't know where to go with this whole dad story.
Well, we're going to find out, aren't we? I think it's going to be, like, the origins of Killer Frost.
Yeah. Is this her way back to being Killer Frost?
Maybe. Or just access to the powers again, because she hasn't got it, is she?
Yeah.
So yeah, anything else? We go back to Sherlock Wells talking to Nora. It's like the very last clip of the episode.
Oh yeah, this is
interesting.
Yeah,
because he says to her, like, "Did you make the decision to come back in time to meet your father of your own accord?" And she like pauses. She's like, "Yeah." And oh no, she just pauses, and then he interrupts her.
Like, of course you did.
Yeah, of course you did. Of course you did. Because she like wasn't ready to answer. Because I don't think she was like she's not the type to be capable of lying.
Yeah.
So like he kind of clocked that straight away.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, of course she did. Of course
she's
she did.
Working her out.
And then like she walks away, and you can see her like worried look on her face. And then you see Sherlock Wells with a look on his face, like I'm onto you.
Yeah.
That's quite interesting to see where that goes.
So maybe she's been sent back.
Either that, or there's a bigger plot going on here that we obviously just can't predict at the minute.
That she's not just back to see Daddy.
I still think. Future Iris is going
to
have some sort of...
It was to do with the punch from last season, wasn't it? You said, so that was the exact moment you decided...
To stay.
To, like, change... You know, like, you said, like, was that planned, essentially, what you did? Or was it just spur of the moment, I'm going to do it now?
Yeah. I don't know. I think there's more to it than what we think in a minute. Like, there's someone in the future that's going to have a foothold in her reasoning for being here.
Yeah.
Like, we still don't know where Iris is in the future. We still don't know why Barry disappeared.
She's still not clicking with Iris either, is she? No. She's still very, like...
Oh, yeah, that was as well, because they asked her to move in.
Yeah.
Or, like, Iris did, specifically.
Yeah.
And Nora was like, oh, I don't know. But then Barry was like, yeah, okay. And she was like, all right, then.
Yeah.
Just because Barry said.
And then she, like, hugged Barry.
Yeah.
And then ran away.
Not Iris, yeah.
Yeah. And then Barry's like, oh, this could be the perfect time for you to bond together. And...
I got a little flashback here that I hadn't noticed until this episode,
because
we hadn't seen his face properly until this episode. Cicada, the actor, is Oz from American Pie.
I thought it was.
Yeah,
it's Oz from American Pie.
He's obviously got a few years on him now,
hasn't he? Yeah, he looks much older.
Yeah.
But I thought that when I was watching it, I was like, looks like Oz from American Pie.
Yeah, it's Oz. So if we were to rate this episode out of 10?
7.
I'd go 7. I got 7 written on there. I think it was... it's opening a lot more doors. You know, we've got the Killer Frost line going. We've got now the Sherlock Wells.
Yeah.
I think all is well once we've got a Wells back.
Wells, pun intended.
Yep.
Yeah, I think same. I mean, it's not...
Cicada's backstory as well. That was quite
good. Yeah, it's kind of... I don't know what... Like, Cicada's obviously just been there the whole time.
But it was only now turned into a tank. Maybe maybe it was the satellite incident that injured his daughter.
And that's why he's annoyed. Maybe he's had the power, it's just not...
No, because he's a... If he is a meta,
yeah,
then he can't just be like, I want to kill all metas.
No.
Maybe he was gifted the power? I don't know. There's not so many things we don't know.
Yeah.
What's the dagger made of? Maybe it's like a shard of the satellite or something that like went in him.
Maybe. That's why he's got the cut.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe.
It's interesting, because it absorbs the power of everyone else. So without it, would he be powerless, maybe?
Possibly, yeah. Because obviously in the comics, the dagger absorbs life force and extends his life, like years.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it is something like he has to drain powers in order to keep his or something.
That would make sense.
Yeah. But like, he's only killed two metas on screen that we know about so far. Yeah. Or did Block survive? Like, we'd guess not with the dagger through the throat.
Yeah.
But like, Nora takes her to hospital and we never ever hear about her again.
Yeah. Be interesting, but it's going well anyway.
Yeah, we're happy.
This season.
Yeah. So I think that's the end of it for this week. We'll be back next week with episode 4.
Yeah.
And please follow us on Twitter at WChimwag, and please tweet us anything we might have missed or any theories you might have.
Yep.
Also on YouTube at Kurt Wilber's channel, you can watch us. And we'll be back next week.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.